I'm Clyde Lewis, and you're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. If you'd like to hear the podcast in its entirety, sign up at aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The number is called tonight, 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. We open the show tonight with breaking news. There's been an explosion heard in Iran. Actually, an Israeli missile strike has now hit Iran. According to various news reports, Jerusalem Post reports that the report came shortly after local sources report explosions in central Iran, southern Syria, and in the Baghdad area. There are videos now coming out of a place called Isfahan, appear to show Iranian air defenses activated in the skies over the area. Now, foreign news agencies reporting that explosions may have hit nuclear targets. Now, that's just a rumor at the moment. If so, we wonder what may be leaking out into the world right now. But we will check in because, of course, we're living in times of war and strife and just things happen, just up to the minute things are happening. I mean, just before I came on the air tonight, Matthew James Bailey sent a text to Ron saying they just bombed. So we just heard from a colleague before it even made the news that this had happened. Now it's all over CNN from what I see, all over Fox from what I see. So, our first indication was from the Jerusalem Post tonight. You know, and it's kind of, I guess you could say coincidental, ironic maybe that, you know, we are in the middle of tensions, and not just from Israel and Iran, but Ukraine and Russia has been going on for some time. And, of course, rumors about what may be happening here in the United States. I mean, last weekend I invited the staff to a showing of the film Civil War. And to be honest, it was not at all what I expected because the trailer has been misleading, to say the least. And sure, there is a civil war in the movie. No one knows why. The president only appears on screen for less than 3 minutes, once in the beginning and once in the end. And sandwiched between this are traumatic scenes of death and terror. But there are several morals that were taken from the movie. Wes was discussing some today when we were having dinner together. The moral I took away from the movie is that the bad guys are the ones shooting at you. Doesn't matter what their political stature is. It doesn't matter what color they are. If they're shooting at you, they are the bad guys. And when you're in a war like this, everything has a cost associated with it because everyone is left without any money or services. So everything from gas to food has a high price to be paid. And this indicates that the film was more about classes than about politics. People will say, well, there were a lot of rednecks representing MAGA America. They didn't represent anything like that. They were just rednecks, okay? And they were protecting their gas station. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it was pretty brutal, but there's nothing wrong with that because that's how Americans will be. They'll protect their property. They'll protect what they have because very little will be offered to them during a civil war. And that's why I say I think that we need to understand it's about classes rather than whether California and Texas decide to come together for a secession. Well, they wouldn't do that because it's a red state, the blue state. They would come to, you know, that's all, you know, that's all a structure. We've all been, you know, put into these castes, these cliques. But in the end, you know, when we're all broke, when we're all poor, when we're all fighting for that morsel of food, you don't care whether you're gay, straight, Republican, Democrat, Christian, Muslim. It doesn't matter. Black, white. We're all fighting for that same piece of food. We're all fighting for that same piece of property. But, of course, this film, as neutral as it seemed, I mean, people will have differing opinions on it. This film indicates that what I got from it is it's more about classes. Okay, it's more about your class, where you sit on the spectrum, whether you're rich or poor. Or, you know, it's not about politics. I mean, when you have a guy in fatigues with rainbow hair and painted fingernails aiming a gun at a house because somebody's shooting at him, you know, you don't know what that is. It's just someone else that's just fighting to keep from getting shot. But I think, not to disparage the movie, it's a small keyhole. It's a keyhole view, actually. Keyhole view of the America we live in right now. And if you'll permit me, I can tell you that this has happened before in our history. We go all the way back to the 1860s, right? Where slaves wanted to break away from their masters and economic slaves wanted to break away from higher taxes. They were tired of living in poverty. They were tired of being sick. And according to a recent study by Investopedia, the classic middle class American dream now costs over $3.4 million. $3.4 million, and that's the estimated lifetime cost of marriage, two children, cars, homes, healthcare, education, retirement. $3.4 million, that's completely out of reach for most Americans, me and you. We're not going to make that $3.4 million. I mean, I'm one of those talk show hosts that isn't even anywhere near having that kind of money. There are plenty of them out there that do. There's no real high score, high price for telling the truth. Seriously. I mean, everybody has a price, and I've been able to keep mine pretty lean, but I wish maybe I could have more. But it all depends on a lot of things. You know, it depends on whether or not you vote with your dollar. I mean, we have aftermath.media to sign up for. We want people to sign up for aftermath.media because it just helps the show. You know, patronizing our sponsors helps the show. And that's what we need to keep the show going. Most of the money that we make goes right back into the show again. And a lot of it goes to, you know, keep the lights on and keep the food in the house and keep drugs, pharmaceuticals to keep me alive. I mean, I'm laughing because it's just the way it is. I mean, I'm doing my best to stay alive, and I do that every day. But, you know, they're telling us now that in order to live the American dream, you have to make six figures. And it's becoming a new benchmark for whether or not you can afford a typical U.S. home. Americans, they say now, okay, in order for you to get a home, in order for you to live that American dream, you need to be making about $110,000 a year, about $110,871 to buy a median price home, about $402,000. So that's a 46% increase since January 2020, according to new bank rate analysis of Redfin sales data. That's sad. My parents lived better than I did and will. 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. I'm Clyde Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back.
You just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. If you'd like to hear previous shows along with having access to our online library and social media platform, sign up now at aftermath.media. It's only $10 a month, and there's also yearly specials to fit your budget. Again, go to aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and thank you for supporting Ground Zero.